There are 5 unemployed Americans for every 1 position open.
What do you do when your resume can't get you hired? You change the resume.
I've been unemployed since November of 2008. I spent the first year frantically looking. However, the industry was poor. And that's when I decided to perhaps reinvent myself.
But what if there are still no jobs for the new you?
Job retraining. Participants love it, but some studies show these programs don't change much.
Reinvention or just rearranging the same picture of unemployment? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 20th, and I'm here with Todd Zwillick, who is filling in for John Hockenberry this week. Good morning. We're going to continue this conversation about, obviously, unemployment as it's perhaps one of the biggest stories in the country. And joining us now is Sandy Cole. She has a semester left in her training program to become a dental assistant. She just got a job after a year of being unemployed. Congratulations, by the way, Sandy.
Thank you.
So what did you do before you were laid off?
I was an office business manager for a professional speaker.
Do you think it was just a matter of time? Would you have found a job by now, even without the retraining?
No.
You're convinced.
There was no jobs in this area. I could have done something like a fast food restaurant, you know, that type of job, but nothing that could support me.
Okay, we're going to talk more about retraining and getting jobs in a moment. Sandy Cole, stay with us.
All right, let's get a check on some of the morning's top news now. More on the search for jobs and the fight in Congress over the safety net. Senate Democrats will try to break a Republican filibuster later today. If they're successful, it would clear the path for extending unemployment benefits. President Obama says 2.5 million jobless Americans haven't had their checks during the partisan battle.
It's time to stop holding workers laid off in this recession hostage to Washington politics.
The Democrats will pick up the needed 60th vote today when the late Senator Robert Byrd's replacement is sworn in. A different kind of political wrangling is going on in Afghanistan today at an international conference in Kabul. President Hamid Karzai says Afghans will be ready to handle security in every part of the country by 2014. That would allow NATO and U.S. troops to pull out. But the allies want to see the Afghan government take some concrete reform steps first.
In the Gulf of Mexico, Admiral Thad Allen says oil is leaking from the busted wellhead again.
There may not be any clear visual indication of the oil. We believe it's a small amount of oil and a small amount of natural gas.
Allen says BP's cap will stay on for now, but it will be closely monitored. A pressure buildup could rupture the seafloor and make the disaster even worse. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan faces her first vote today. The Senate Judiciary Committee is all but certain to support her. The only real question here is whether she'll get any Republican votes. And more now about a story we told you about yesterday. The Washington Post says nearly a third of the 854,000 Americans with top secret security clearances are private contractors. Today, the White House hopes its nominee for National Intelligence Director can bring order to the intelligence community. James Clapper has a confirmation hearing today on Capitol Hill. And China has surpassed the United States as the world's largest consumer of energy. The U.S. still uses more oil, but China's massive use of coal has made it the biggest overall energy user on the planet. Maybe that just means we're conserving more, right, Todd?
Really?
We're getting better?
It's not that they're using more. It's that we're using less.
Yeah, that's exactly. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 10,154. The S&P at 1,071. The NASDAQ at 2,198. So later on this hour, we're going to talk about how Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are getting their medical treatment. Sometimes they are miles, a long way away from any VA hospital. Rural living and veterans' health in a half hour.
It's a big issue, rural living and any kind of health, and especially for veterans. And coming right up, how effective are job retraining programs? Tell us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE. Did it help you get a job after unemployment? Did you go through training? We look at who they're helping. That's coming up in just a few minutes.